Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Vinyl Treasures. I'm your host, Johnny G, coming to you live on this Sunday, day after the 4th of July. I'm here on time tonight, pretty much so on time. Welcome to the July 5th, 2026 Vinyl Treasure Show on this kind of like cloudy day. No rain in sight, but it was cooler, no sun. It's actually nice up here, I could say. I got the AC's been going on and off. It's reaching the temperature, but anyway, we're going to continue with where we left off yesterday, and again, I'm sorry I was late, but we're here early. Got a whole bunch of records to play. I got a Collector Corner record in 1959, got all your requests and some bonus records to feature, and we opened up tonight with a request for a Record Hound. Darren, this debut single for this instrumental group out of Los Angeles, California. They were formed by Michael Z. Gordon back in 1961. This was their first of seven on the Warner Brothers record label. This recorded at United Studios in Hollywood, California. Hold on a second before I forget. Let me just get the top chat to the live chat. There you go. That's better. Recorded at United Studios in Hollywood, California, by producer Joe Saraceno, okay? And with the musicians, some of them from The Wrecking Crew, which included Earl Palmer on drums, Plaz Johnson on sax, Tommy Tedesco, and Bill Pittman on guitar, and Jimmy Bond on the bass. This charted number 27 on Cashbox, number 19 on the Billboard chart, and this was a big number one record if you were listening to KJR in Seattle, Washington. Those are the Routers. I need some routing. The Routers from June 1962 on Warner Brothers Records. Let's Go, parentheses, Pony is the name of the tune for Record Hound. Now, the first time I ever heard this song was I used to listen to the Gus Gossard Show, okay, which was WPIX-FM here in the early 70s. I didn't hear him when he was on CBS, but he gravitated over to PIX, and they fired him, I think because maybe when he was one of the biggest, he had the biggest show on the weekend here in New York with the ratings, high ratings for the weekend, and usually, you know, like shows like mine. But anyway, he had the highest ratings, but he kind of messed up. He used to come into the studio with a buzz, okay? He was high all the time, and they fired him. So they got somebody to replace him, and his name was Jim Pewter. He had a show called The Jim Pewter Show, okay? They replaced him, and he had a syndicated show on Armed Forces Radio and TV Service, and his theme song was this tune. Okay, a song called Let's Go. That was his theme song. But there you go, June 62, The Routers with Let's Go. Well, let's go here. And we got, let's open up here from 1958. And actually, this is a bonus track. It's actually a flip side from last week. Listener David Vilma requested the flip side of this 45, which I think was the, just double check here. Yeah, it was the intended A side of this record. That we played last week, this great group from Harlem, New York, called the Jesters, okay, on Paul Winley's Cyclone record label. But we're going to hear the flip side of the 45, a really cool tune. My aunt always liked this record, she did. And our opener tonight are the Jesters, vocal opener, June 1958, the Jesters on the Cyclone label. Lenny McKay is on lead. Here are the Jesters with I Laughed. Here you go. The Jesters to open up tonight's vocal portion. Boom, 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 boom. When she told me that you love me so. Okay, there you go, folks. Charlene, you got the right lead on that one there? Is that the, is that Adam Jackson? Hold on a second, Charlene. What do you got here for me? Anyway, I got to double check that. June 1958, those are the Jesters. The Jesters on the Cyclone record label. That's a bonus pick. I Laughed is the name of the tune. I thought that Adam Jackson had the high voice. Anyway, let's continue here on the Vinyl Treasure Show as we get in with the requests. And let's fill a request here. We're going to backtrack 1 year to 1957. Actually, this record came out in the fall of 1957. And this is a request for Daddy Cool, a.k.a. Jay. Okay, this group from Harlem, New York, included Leroy Binns, Stephen Brown, Ross Buford, Glenn Moore, Jack Jackson, and Joe Greer. Collectively, they were known as the Charts. They signed with Danny Robinson's Everlast record label in 1957. They had five releases on the label. Their debut single, you must know their debut single, was their biggest hit, a song called Desiree. They followed that up with this tune, a tune written by Les Cooper, who was previously a singer, okay, sang with the Empires and soon to be band leader, okay, a little bit after this. But it features Joe Greer on lead. This charted number 34 on WABC here in New York City from October 1957. It's going out to Daddy-O, the Charts on Everlast. The song is called Dance Girl. Here you go, Daddy-O, for you, the Charts.